This is Taking Care in Business, a podcast that showcases organizations and people who aren't only concerned about profits. Host Vicki Bolson is the founder and CEO of Bolson Group, a unified marketing company located in Indianapolis. Bolson Group was the first B Corp certified company in Indiana, but Vicki understands that you don't have to be certified in corporate social responsibility in order to use business as a force for good. Join Vicki as she talks about why it is always worthwhile to take care in business.
All right. Hello. How is everyone today? Everybody's looking at me. I don't know if they should say hello first. Laughter. I'm excited. I am familiar. And are you, Lacey, with a company called, or an application called GiveSmart?
I'm actually not familiar.
I'm sure you are, but you don't know it because you've probably been to a fundraiser or a gala or something that was using it. And I've been to many. In fact, I think when I was reading about GiveSmart, some of the missions and brands that they represent are clients of ours, Ronald McDonald House. So I'm super excited to talk more about GiveSmart. And today we have the managing director of education and nonprofit for GiveSmart by Company Brands. And when I was sleuthing and getting information on her and I saw the Community Brands thing, I was like, by Community Brands? And so welcome, Bethany, first of all.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, so welcome. But can you tell me about this Community Brands? And I'm excited for our listeners to hear about GiveSmart being by Community Brands.
Yeah, for sure. So Community Brands is basically the parent company of GiveSmart. And we have been working to bring together smaller companies over the last 5 years that are in the nonprofit sector. And so what we've been up to is creating a connected network of capabilities that nonprofits can use in the fundraising and kind of back office management arena. So we are private equity backed, and that's kind of an interesting trend in nonprofit technology right now, but it allows companies that kind of get to the point where they can't grow anymore to extend their reach by taking capital, you know, from an investor. And so we formed Community Brands with that, and we've got lots of different products now, which is really exciting.
Yes, you really do. You can, the GiveSmart application, tell me if I understand this correctly. You will tailor the technology, let me see if I say this right, so that it will work for whichever organization you're working with, correctly? Is that correct?
Yeah, totally. So really kind of helps bring quickly fundraising capabilities to nonprofits. However, they can really make it their own. You know, every nonprofit kind of has their own secret sauce, of course, with the mission and purpose that they serve. But they don't have to create it from scratch every time with GiveSmart.
Okay. So I'm right in thinking that I've seen it at galas, like a gala with an auction, or I've seen it done and used probably with just like viral fundraising campaigns, you know, where it's like a what's the word for that? Do you have your own secret sauce word for that?
Well, it's very popular in kind of our Giving Tuesday campaigns, right? Where nonprofits will do, you know, that day kind of a virtual bake sale. Of course, the pandemic really changed all the different ways that we can fundraise. And certainly GiveSmart got its start in that kind of big gala ticketed event arena, but the last 2 years have changed that pretty dramatically.
Well, I would imagine with all the different acquisitions you've made, that you're bringing more just experience and knowledge to the table for your clients. Have you found ever that you have kind of change their mind on how they're going to conduct their fundraiser?
Absolutely. And it's been really fun because nonprofits, a lot of nonprofits used to rely on kind of that big gala as a big percentage of their funds that they would need to raise every year. And now, you know, we've really shifted mindset in kind of a year-round fundraising opportunity, which I think is really like the push nonprofits needed because they obviously want to connect with the passion and purpose with their donors more regularly. And now, you know, with these virtual techniques and everyone being kind of strapped to their computer for the last 2 years, they've been able to have more touch with these donors, and our platforms have really allowed for that, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm. Is there any really like kind of unique or unusual mission that you've represented in a way that maybe most people aren't familiar with?
Well, I think we have so many clients. We actually have over 7,000, 8,000 customers now. So all ranging up and down the scale of, you know, kind of your smaller regional nonprofit, all the way to, you know, American Heart Association. And so I think what's been unique is that, you know, we've seen a ton of foundations and education, like higher ed, everybody's kind of getting into the mission and purpose and the fundraising space. You know, one of our more interesting customers is the Emergency Assistance Foundation, and they provide lots of opportunities for corporations to do different kinds of corporate responsibility programs through the GiveSmart platform. They actually don't want to disclose who those corporations are, but they kind of provide the playbook, if you will, for corporations to be able to launch programs to their employees, which I think is pretty unique, where, again, more people are familiar with the American Hearts, the Feeding Americas, and some of those more traditional nonprofits.
Well, I love that they understand that corporate social responsibility is more than a mission fundraising, you know, and a partnership being more than volunteering for them. You know, that they're looking more right. into the overall corporate social responsibility space, which kind of brings me to a personal question I have for you. I'm just wondering how you personally, you know, got interested in this. You know, what was your sort of life path? What is CSR to you?
Yeah, well, CSR, and I think just being kind of social, having a social or community purpose mindset was certainly ingrained in me. I grew up military and an only child, actually, of a three-star general in the Air Force. And growing up in the 80s, I was actually, I guess today I would say fortunate, but it was an unfortunate situation. Spent time in war zones. My dad was one of the commanders in Operation Just Cause, where we extracted Noriega from Panama back in the late 80s. And so I really kind of, you know, got cut my teeth on community service at a young age. And with that, you know, I thought I was going to save the world. Spent time in Washington, D.C. In my 20s. And then the internet happened. And I've been fortunate to be able to work in nonprofit technology or doing, you know, web and social media work for cause-based campaigns most of my career. So it's definitely something that I am real passionate about.
Are you responsible for CSR at GiveSmart or at Community Brands?
Well, we really take a team approach. And so, again, we're pretty lucky to have a really great private equity partner, which their Insight Partners is their name. And they really have upped their game in the last couple of years around social responsibility. With the death of George Floyd, the pandemic, you know, we've launched diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at our company. And then certainly, you know, again, just with just recently, of course, the unfortunate situation in the Ukraine, you know, they're just super supportive. You know, we've donated over $200,000 to causes to support people in the Ukraine. So I think I am part of it. I'm not in charge of it, but we make it a commitment here.
Oh, that's awesome. It sounds like your mission, GiveSmart's mission, or Community Brands' mission and vision is aligned with, you know, the core values of the company, which is, I think, something that overall we like to talk about on this podcast. I don't know how many employees you have. How many employees do you have total?
Well, within the GiveSmart team, we have about 150 employees. Wow. Within Community Brands, we have over 1,800 employees.
Okay. So what are some of the programs besides what you just mentioned, you know, standing for a social cause? And I'm assuming that your workplace environment, your workplace culture is heavily influenced by the impact you're having on your clients. What is that mm-hmm. like within the company?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all really in tune with just what's going on in the media and the world. And so, you know, in addition to a couple programs we have standing, we're always doing things ad hoc to respond, which I think is where most of us come from, like nonprofit, you know, that's definitely part of the DNA. But we do have a program called Community Brands Creates Change, or GiveSmart Creates Change. It's using the GiveSmart platform. And so we actually provide scholarships to nonprofits that may not be able to afford the fundraising technology that we provide. And so that's pretty cool, where we do that on an annual basis and, you know, get nominees and then select winners there. You know, we have, I know many companies do this now, but we have volunteer days off where we allow our employees to go, you know, spend time or volunteer at their favorite nonprofits. So that's really great. And then again, I mentioned the diversity and inclusion programs. But we've also kind of changed our holiday schedules. You know, we have Juneteenth off now, which is great. And, you know, just trying to set a great example, of course, gave time off for people to get vaccinated with the pandemic. So I think, you know, we're not done yet. Like, we're defining the next normal right now. We've created culture councils within our group. And so, you know, and we've actually just declared that we're going to stay a remote first employer. And so again, it's that we haven't quite figured it out. Like, it's just like, this is a big revolution in especially the nonprofit tech, but just technology companies overall.
Yeah, we've been going through that too at my company. Just how do you get back to normal? And there's really not going to be, it's not going to be the same normal. And so how do you shift and evolve to be better? Have you ever thought of becoming a B Corp certified company?
No, I think that's the it's interesting. We walk the line with, you know, social good, but certainly being private equity backed, like, we are a for-profit company. And I think that makes it interesting. And it really is very dependent on, I think, the private equity partner that you work with. So that is, and that's going to be our way of life. So,
yeah, I hear you. And I know that there are private equity firms that are specifically interested in B Corp certified companies or benefit corporations. But it is definitely something you have to consider when you're private equity funded. So, okay, I have some kind of like fast questions I want to ask, okay? And you don't have to respond super fast to them. Be thoughtful, and you don't have to give one word answers or anything. But these are just some kind of questions that, because I've got someone of your caliber and experience on the phone, I want to get your opinions on.
All right.
How do you think businesses can cultivate, or really the leaders within them can cultivate volunteerism within organizations?
They got to walk the walk. I think, you know, you've got to really get the time off and make it a priority. And then I think setting an example with the activities that they do as leaders for their employees to see is super critical. Mm-hmm. So of course it's, I think such a motivational factor as people are attracting a younger workforce, you know, the Gen Zs and the millennials. But yeah, walking the walk is important.
Yeah. Do you offer any kind of paid volunteer time off at Company Brands?
Yeah. Yes. We have volunteer days off. Yep, for sure. And in fact, I mean, we went to, we still call it planned time off, but we do have an unlimited time off policy. And so, you know, we're very much focused on results and not, you know, punching the clock.
Oh, I love that. That's cool. Okay, next one. What should CSR and business leaders look for in nonprofit partners?
Yeah, I think I'm really passionate about that, because I think the only way we're going to solve you know, world problems, create sustainability, is through corporate partnership with nonprofits. And so I think it's important that there is an alignment of values first. So of course, both parties can achieve what they're looking for. But I think there's also, you know, just the flexibility. Like, I think for a corporation to really be able to open their access to the employees and let the nonprofits take the reins, promote their brands and their mission cause. I think that openness and flexibility is key for it to really achieve the maximum results on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Okay, another one. What are the clear CSR do's and don'ts?
Well, I think a clear don't is you can't make it a grassroots thing. Like a proper corporate social responsibility program really does have to be funded and come from executive support and leadership from the start. If you're just going to have lip service and task it to a group of employees to just go make it happen, I think it's not going to have the impact that it could or should. So sometimes people, of course, are well-intended and think that's the right approach, but I do think that's a clear don't. Mm-hmm. I think the do is coming up with the program elements, but really making those programs measurable and making sure that you have, you know, a 3 to 5 year outlook. So, you know, Starbucks was a pioneer, Ben and Jerry's pioneers in these programs. And, you know, what are you really trying to achieve? Okay, well, maybe you're first focused on some environmental sustainability outcomes with your supply chain and people that you're going to work with, or maybe you're more interested in diversity and inclusion. So I think it's really important to have real metrics and, you know, a programmatic rhythm that allows you to then be able to promote all the great things that you're doing. Because that's the last do, I'll say, is, mm-hmm. The first priority is to make change. The secondary benefit is to obviously have a corporation's brand be looked up on favorably because they're doing great things in the world.
Yeah, that's such a great answer. I love that. I think, you know, how do you, okay, this created another question that I want to ask. What is the difference in that same question, do's and don'ts, but for a professional service company?
For a professional services company.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I don't know if I've ever really thought about that as a unique kind of type of company. What are your thoughts on it?
I guess the reason I ask it is because I feel like, I mean, we're a professional services company, and I feel like it's harder mm-hmm. for us when we have a variety of clients. I mean, we work with organizations that use business as a force for good. So we kind of have positioned ourselves to bring on clients and only work with partners that are also aligned with using business as a force for good or people and planet over profits. But I think a professional service company, tell me if you disagree, I think it's harder for them to make a stand on one topic because they've got a variety of clients that have different things that get them excited.
Right. Yeah, totally. I mean, I don't know if that's completely unique, at least to what we also experience at GiveSmart, because we actually just had this debate. Well, it's not really a debate. It's a position. Yeah, we have technology available in the community, and but we aren't policing all of the issues and the things that people are raising money for. That's not our place. And so, you know, we may not have every employee agree with everyone's cause, but we feel that by providing technology, we're promoting social discourse. And, you know, it's up to the donors or the constituencies to choose. And we're glad to just at least provide the access.
Yeah, that's kind of how, because I was thinking, boy, you're sort of the mother of all, you know, give back companies, right? Because your products are for a variety of brands and missions. You have an internal program that sounds excellent. And you also have sort of some specific things that you stand for and that you as a company are being vocal about, you know, that you care about and that you support. Okay, so I have one last question. I like to ask this of people, and I hardly ever get the time, so I'm glad I do. What advice would you give to someone that, because everybody's kind of getting on the train these days, right? They're getting on that CSR train in some way. They're starting to think about it just because of the next workforce, the world as we've seen it the last 2 years. What is the one piece of advice you would give someone who said, I don't even know where to start?
I think tapping into nonprofit partnership is definitely the easy button, right? So if you can, you know, get a couple of the leaders to, you know, make phone call to some of their favorite nonprofits and charities, like they're going to have the playbook for you, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to be happy to do it. So I think there are small steps that people can take to, you know, dip their toe in the water. And then I think second is like, don't bite off more than you can chew. You know, if you're going to then try to go and create something around diversity, inclusion, you know, you need board support to do that and do it well and to make sure that you have that support so it doesn't turn into an eye roller or it can have a negative impact, you know, within your employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that even if you're above and beyond DEI, if you're interested in just being a company that's more socially responsible, that's a good place to start as well. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I guess I think more than ever after going through the pandemic, it's clear how much power corporations have, employers, how much power employers have. Given the society we live in, capitalistic in America here, right? So corporations can drive change more rapidly. I mean, certainly government programs are essential, nonprofits are essential, but we can see the impact corporations can have and should have given the for-profit nature. And it's exciting because we're seeing that trend, and I think that'll bring great things.
Amen. I couldn't agree with you more. I just wrote a blog about that.
I'll check it out.
I just wrote a whole thing about it that, you know, we need to step up and not be afraid to speak our truth or our passion and our beliefs and make change because it is we're being looked at more so than the government programs and the government at this stage. And I hate to say it, but it's, in my opinion, it is the truth. So
totally. Yeah, okay. I totally agree. And people are listening to their employers, where we have a lot of competing messages, unfortunately, out in the other media that we all consume. So,
yeah. Well, that's a good way to end this interview. I want to make sure that if somebody wants to look to company brands for inspiration or to inquire about GiveSmart, that they know where to find you. So can you please just conclude with where people can find you?
Yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn, Bethany Little, Community Brands, or on email, bethany.little@communitybrands.com.
Great. Okay, thank you for joining us today, Bethany.
Thanks, Vicki. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us today on Taking Care in Business. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, or download Taking Care in Business wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can always follow along with us by subscribing at takingcareinbusiness.com. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Taking Care in Biz. That's Taking Care in Biz, B-I-Z. If you have questions or comments, you can also email us at info@takingcareinbusiness.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for joining us today. And until next time, take care in business.